Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
218. 218. Carlin and Reese. 888-729-9494. I tell you what. Starting to come around. Starting to get that little feeling that maybe I told you that I could be talked into things. I told you that I can start to look at things and get convinced that I keep an open mind. I think we're getting closer to nine.
Nine?
For me. For me.
Okay.
But that's progress.
That is progress.
I think we're getting there.
It is one game.
Ronald Darby. I think that's what's getting me there right now.
That should have gotten you to nine.
We're getting there.
He looked good out there today.
He looks good to period. I'll tell you who else looks good.
Yeah.
I like a lot. Rasul Douglas.
Rasul
looks good.
Yeah.
Every time I look up, he's knocking every Jay Cutler pass into the next county.
Hey, I mean, who knows? He may be out there before it's over with. I don't know if they start with Patrick Robinson as the other guy or not. I'm talking about the third guy. He's been playing in the slot.
Yes, he has.
Lately, so he may be out because Ron Brooks can't stay healthy.
I tell you, what is going on there? And, you know, I heard Malcolm in another interview the other day. Mm. Malcolm said his favorite place to play is in the slot, including safety. And that's not where you want Malcolm.
Yeah, I don't know why.
That's not where you want him to be. But, Ike, I mean, you know, this defense is looking pretty darn good so far.
Yeah.
Pretty darn good.
Yeah, keep the linebackers healthy. We got to get Jordan back out there on the field.
Yep.
Keep them healthy. And then Jim Schwartz is going to have – listen, he's going to have different ways to attack teams now. And maybe this team, and listen, I'm not giving up on the offense, but the offense clearly isn't clicking as well as the defense is clicking through two preseason games. Maybe the defense has to carry you early in the season. Hey, I watched the Giants for two preseason games, watched them again last night. What did that offense score?
Awful.
Yeah.
Who are they blocking?
And they still can't move the ball, right?
Yeah. They cannot block anyone. I mean, that is a bad offensive line. That is a bad offense. I just had a Giant fan tweet
no
me.
Running,
like,
no running game.
Yeah. I just had a Giants fan tweet me that I don't even get that caught up. But he's like, oh, if it's going to be special season, you're going to finish third in the division? Behind who?
Yeah.
See, I'm starting to sour on the Giants a little bit.
Yeah, no team, in my opinion, in this division has a serious leg up on the other team. I really do think it's four teams that are bunched. You could see the fourth place team finishing 7-9 or 8-8, and the first place team finishing 10-6.
Absolutely. So I mean, I think that's a likely scenario.
Yeah, that can happen.
I think the fourth place team is the Redskins, and they probably finish somewhere between 6-10 and 7-9, if I had to guess. And if everything broke right,
yeah, I don't see them as a 6-10 team.
I think it's probably 7-9.
Yeah.
But your point is 100% accurate. That's going to be a dogfight down the stretch, unless Cut on a Dime comes back.
Cut on a Dime.
Wade and Chester starting us off today. Wade.
What's up, Ike? I just seen you in the hallway on that scooter, man. I don't know what's up with the scooter, dude.
What do you mean?
It's my mode of transportation around this place, man.
Were they just shooting you on the Facebook Live or something?
No, he was out picking up a gift.
Oh.
he was at the front desk.
Oh, he literally was here.
Yeah, he literally was here, yeah.
Yeah. So check this one out, right? Yep. If they took Shady and put Shady in the draft next year, the Eagles will pick him number one. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm saying to you that I would give a number one pickup for Shady, because if you look at all the picks that they've blown, like a Danny Watkins. Look at the Smith boy we just let go. I mean, and only reason why I say this is because you're getting a player that's a bona fide running back that it does not get hit a lot. So that little 30 age thing don't work for Shady. You know what I'm saying? And you're getting someone that's going to allow Wentz to actually grow into the quarterback that we think. I said we think he could be. You understand? And I and given that, I mean, because
I can't give up. Wait, I can't give up more than the fourth round pick we got from the Patriots that could turn into a third round pick if Eric Rowe plays 50% of the snaps this year up there in New England. I'll give him that pick. So I'll give him a fourth that's a conditional fourth that could turn into a third for them. There's no way, Wade, I'm giving up a first or second round pick here. No way.
Can you do this?
Yeah.
What would Shady do to this for this team right now?
Man, he would almost virtually make us a lock to be in the playoffs.
So why wouldn't you give up a valuable pick for him?
Because a lock in the playoffs ain't the same thing as a lock to win a title. And so I still need to be able to build this team in 2018 and 2019. I'm going to still need a young running back that I want to draft in the first or the second round. I don't want a fourth round running back 2 years from now or fifth round running back. I want a special running back that's young that I can have for a while. Shady McCoy, and you know, no one here loves Shady as much as I do, and it's amazing. When his ass was traded to Buffalo for Kiko, I didn't hear this much love for Shady 2 years ago, 3 years ago. It was a lot of running backs get old, and they can't play, and he hasn't done anything, and he doesn't fit Chip's offense, and people were good, were glad to see him gone. Yeah, and yeah, grass ain't always green on the other side, or in other words, sometimes it's best to keep what you have. Bird in the hand is better than two in the bush.
Let me say this.
That's like four cliches.
You really did. Yeah, and you almost mixed them all up. You know, I mean, bird in the hand is, she's good at what?
That was tremendous. You really did. Go like four cliches.
I caught at once. Myself. Yeah, those didn't even all go together.
Well, let me say this.
Go ahead. Get in there.
So you're telling me that this is where you're maxing out on what you're giving up for Shady? Is it you're maxing out on that pick that could turn into a third, which really is still a fourth because it's the Patriots and it's going to be dead last in the third. So you tell me that's where you're maxing out.
Yep. He's 29, man.
I know. I'm not asking you to give up a first-round pick.
And you're going to be asking him to take a pay cut or some sort of help on the salary cap.
It's not that bad. It's only like $9 million, $8
million. $9 million?
Yeah.
That's how much our entire backfield makes right now. It doesn't even make $9 million.
I'd like to have one that was actually productive who's back there. How about that? I'll pay $9 million for
that's
that.
That's a lot of money, man.
Look, $9 million is not a lot of money to pay for Shady.
When I
still think he's got 2 years left in him, I still think it's worth it.
But I think he has 3 years left in him. But I can't.
A 2019 second-round pick.
Can't do it. No way I'm giving up a second-round pick. No way.
A 2019 second-round pick, which if you go get Shady, probably going to be a pretty low second-round pick.
Nope. I got to take that salary on, and he's 29. I'm not giving Buffalo that. I'm doing Buffalo a favor right now.
Well, wait a minute. You're screaming at me yesterday that I got to give him something.
Well, I'm speaking as an Eagle, as Howie. This is my negotiating tactic here. I don't go in saying pick anything you want off the roster. I gotta give you my offer, and my offer, and the reason why you get this low of an offer, if you feel it's a low offer, because I'm taking a 29-year-old running back that historically they decline from this point in their career, and they don't get better. I'm just saying, this is my argument. Historically, they decline from this point in their career, and he's one of the highest paid running backs, if not the highest paid running back in the league. At $8-9 million a year, I'm doing you a favor by taking that salary and this back, and I'm gonna give you a high draft pick. No. You can't get a high draft pick. You get a fourth, and now I don't even want to.
What
give
about
you
a 2019 now, hold on, third?
Now I just talk myself into. I'm taking my conditional part of the draft pick back. You get a straight fourth round pick. You get the highest fourth round pick of the three that I have. You get the highest one, so I won't give you New England's. I'll give you the highest out of three.
What about a 2019 third?
2019 third, I'll budge on a 2019 third.
What about two fours?
What is wrong with you,
I'm trying to see where your line is.
Two fours
this year.
Okay, I'll give you the Patriots four and our four. We keep the best four. Yeah, you take the two lower fours.
We got to make this happen. We got to make this happen. Here's the other thing.
Yeah.
You want to talk about a 29-year-old running back, okay? Mm-hmm. I've got two guys between Shady and LeGarrette Blount that they're not going to split the carries down the middle, but I think it's going to be 60-40. But so the point being,
LeGarrette Blount's still your guy between the tackles, your short yardage guy.
But neither one of them is going to be a 250 carry back.
Right.
Especially in this offense.
Right.
But Shady changes the dynamic of somebody out in space. So this is what I'm trying to get to. I'm trying to get to a point where I get Shady out there, and whatever the total, he's not a carry guy, he's a touch guy.
Yeah.
How many touches?
Yeah.
If I'm going to get Shady 15 to 18 touches a game, that to me changes every freaking thing.
Yeah, but the only problem is this is not a go-for-it-all type of a year.
But wait, but why not? Because this defense has got a chance.
Well, I still don't know if they're good enough. Okay. I still don't know if they're good enough to win. I still don't know that. Listen, there are still question marks on the outside guys. Your receivers still have question marks there.
Yes, they do.
These aren't proven commodities.
That's why that would make the argument even more for me to go and get them.
Well, it helps you. I'm just saying it doesn't make you – it certainly doesn't make you the favorite in the NFC.
Kyle in South Jersey. Kyle, what's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I had a question for Ike.
Yo.
Would you take and take Shady with a fourth round if we make it to the playoffs, make that a third round with a conditional second if we make it or win the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
If
it's on that condition, because if we win the Super Bowl, I don't care what we've given up to get Shady.
But here's the tricky part about the conditional thing. You're 2 years out. They're not going to take conditions on a pick that's 2 years out. You know, if you're talking about a second or a third.
I thought he was talking about next year's pick.
But no, if he's talking about a second or a third, you don't have to give it.
Yeah, you got
to
wait to 2019. Right.
So when you start talking about those picks.
You're right, yeah.
But I'm not giving up a first-round pick.
I know. They don't have a second or a third next year.
Yeah, we don't have a second or a third pick next year.
Right, right.
So what Chris is saying is you got to wait to 2019 to even have a condition of getting a third or a second round
pick. And if I'm the Bills, if I'm waiting till 2019 to get your second or your third, I'm not taking any conditions with it.
Right, you just want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Guess we
we talked that out.
Solved that one out. Yeah. Okay, Chris in Middletown. Christopher!
Yo, fellas, what's going on?
What's up, Chris?
Hey, first time calling in, dude. I love your show.
Thank you. You guys are
phenomenal.
Appreciate that.
So, Ike, help me out here. Talk to your boy and get him off the cliff. He's going a little crazy today.
Why?
Chris, brother, a first-round pick for a 29-year-old running back?
No, I'm not giving up a first-round pick. I'm not giving up a first-round pick. I would give up a 2019 second-round pick for him.
No way.
Hey, how's that worked out for teams in the past?
I'm not worried about teams in the past. I'm worried about now. I'm worried about this.
Yeah, but the problem is...
Brother, if you don't follow the history, you ain't following logic.
No, yeah. I understand that.
Doomed to repeat it.
Why is anybody screaming about doomed to repeat it with Ronald Darby last week?
Well, because he's only 22 years old.
I know.
Exactly.
You got a 29-year-old who historically at that position, they decline. And that's not even bringing in the health factor playing at a high-risk position at running back. We take Shady and give up a second-round pick, and he gets injured this year, and he's never the same. We just gave away a second-round pick.
But if you get Shady for a second-round pick, and he is the same, and he is just as good,
but he's extra
fired up to be back in Philly, by the way.
I love Shady McCoy. What's more likely to happen, a decline or him remaining as one of the two or three best running backs in football past 30 years old?
I would say I don't think the decline's coming tomorrow.
Mike, help me out here. Look.
He's trying.
So
yeah, he ain't budging. He ain't budging, yeah.
Listen, but so running backs, what do we know?
Yeah.
Has Shady got a lot of touches on those wheels?
Yes, he does.
He does.
29 years old. So, look, hey, I agree with Ike. Look, if it was like the T.O. situation, like, hey, we're all loaded and this is the one gun we need to win the Super Bowl, you give it a go. But, look, we all know, pump the brakes. This team's young. We're about 2-3 years from that, well, and that shot.
Time out.
And by
time,
then,
I agree. We're all young. No, you've got some young players who may be part of the long-term solution here, but this is not an incredibly young team. This is a team that a year from now has got a ton of free agents. Ton of free agents. You got guys on one-year deals all over the place.
It's young in its stages of being a team that's ready to go on a run. It's rare in football that you just get these teams that just go on a run, a Super Bowl run out of nowhere. Normally a slow build to it.
But it just happened.
With who?
The Falcons.
That team's been together.
They've been together, but they added some pieces, and that elevated them to the next level.
Yeah, slow build.
Yeah, but who was their core? Matt Ryan. How long has he been in the league?
And we were all killing Matt Ryan. We're all killing Matt Ryan for not being able to win playoff games before last year.
But they were in the NFC Championship 3 years ago, weren't they? Against the 49ers. 4 years ago.
4 years ago.
Yeah. Like, they – and that was the same core, at least offensively. They've added players since then. Slow build.
Well, it wasn't Freeman.
Freeman's been there 4 years.
But he wasn't part of the issue then. It wasn't a big part of it at all. It wasn't Tevin Coleman.
Those are young guys.
Right. Hooper, he wasn't there. Taylor Gabriel wasn't there. Sanu wasn't there. A lot of guys.
Those are add-ons,
Here's
Chris.
My point.
Those are add-ons.
Here's my point.
Yeah,
you're talking about the young guys. We're talking about Carson.
How about the quarterback? How about that? Matt Ryan played an MVP level.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he won the MVP last year.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
He was terrific.
Wasn't his second year in the league, though.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
And up until last year, everybody was killing him for not winning the playoffs. But
I agree with that.
But let me just say this.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't always have to be that steady climb. A lot of times, teams can catch lightning in a bottle when that window is slightly open. And all I know is this. In the NFL, when you have that window open.
I don't know where that's happened at. Where's that happened?
I got to go and look.
Yeah. You can't give me one for the last 20 years. I don't know how far you're going back to
my
look.
My memory sucks. So just give me a minute. I'll have plenty for you. Don't worry. My memory sucks.
I just think about the winners, the Patriots. The main thing there is their quarterbacks were established. Look, our quarterback is in his second year. They're not ready to go to the Super Bowl.
I would say that when Seattle went their first time, to the Super Bowl,
yeah,
they kind of came out of nowhere. Nobody was talking about them being in the championship game that year, and their defense played at a high level.
They had played in the playoffs the year before.
But nobody was talking about them. Weren't they the 7-9 team that won the division that year?
No, they went 7-9, then they went 11-5, and then they made the Super Bowl. Those players had been there a couple years, though.
They were not a team that everybody was expecting to be in a championship game.
But you look at the players that's the point I'm trying to make, is that we don't have a core group of players that have had any level of postseason success. They aren't going to just all of a sudden go to the doggone Super Bowl.
No, but to me,
with the exception of LeGarrette Blount.
If you added Shady,
mm-hmm.
You cannot tell me.
Who also has never won a playoff game, just to be fair.
If you added Shady,
mm-hmm.
You cannot tell me talent-wise, and yes, it's on paper, okay?
Yeah.
It's on paper that the Falcons are markedly better because their defense is nowhere near as good as the Eagles could be. And
I don't know about that.
The Packers would be better, but not a lot. Again, their defense isn't that good.
Mm-hmm.
The Falcons could get after the quarterback, but that's about it. My point is this.
Yeah, but they scored 30 points a game.
237.
They scored 30 a game.
I don't know why you always got to be negative. Carlin and Reese.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.